Hey, Being at Work listeners. So, you know, as leaders, we are all on this journey to learn more about ourselves. After all, leadership development is self-development. And so I have been reading a book called Healing Through the Dark Emotions, trying to pay attention to anger, frustration, insignificance, you know, all of those things on the negative side of the feelings wheel. And particularly anger, because anger is a messenger, I hear. And as much as I don't want to embrace that, I am noticing as I get curious about anger, I am noticing that that is true. So I had this situation happen recently where I got really, really angry. I was at the airport and I didn't check a bag. I was going to visit my cousin in Tampa for a long weekend. And I didn't check a bag, and so I had like a little tiny bottle of lotion and a little tiny bottle of dry shampoo and a little tiny bottle of conditioner. And security took those things from my bag, and it pissed me off. And I told them so, and I said, like, these are small. Oh, well, they're supposed to be like 4 ounces. I think they were like freaking like 4.5 or something. It was so stupid. So I walked away, but I caught myself. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to argue with airport security. He's doing his job. And I walked away. Well, on the way home, I made sure I was like looking through all my stuff, right? I don't have anything that could be taken. My bag gets flagged on the flight home from Tampa. So the earlier anger had arisen in Indianapolis, but I'm on my flight home. In Tampa, going through security. I thought, I'm good to go. But they flagged my bag. And the guy said, well, there's a jar in here. And I was like, there's nothing in there. He's like, well, there's some sort of jar. I'm like, there's no jar. I had a tiny little jar of face lotion that had cost me $100. It's probably a whole other episode. But he freaking took it. And I just about lost my shit. I mean, really? And I even said, well, what do you think I'm going to do with that face lotion? Like, how is that dangerous or problematic at all in my bag? Well, it's more than the blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I have traveled all over the world over the last few months and nobody has said anything about this face lotion. Like, why are you? So I was so angry and I was texting my daughter afterwards, like, what is going on with me? I felt like I was going to cry. And so, you know what? I found a place in the airport. And I got really quiet. Because I do believe in reflection around this, that it was telling me something about my needs. And I have been so in my life conditioned to suppress anger, to focus on a good thing, like find a good feeling emotion. And it has not served me well because then it lodges itself in me. And I do think that anger is this like powerhouse that's telling me something and it deserves validation and understanding. And so I gave that. Like, here's the thing. My boundaries were crossed. I did not like that guy digging through my bag. My values were challenged. And it felt like there was an injustice. Like, there's nothing wrong with some freaking lotion. So you know what? Of course I would feel angry. And I get to choose what to do with that. That is an experience in life. I will pack differently going forward, but I'm not going to let it sit. I'm going to feel it and understand it and acknowledge that in myself. I'm worth it. It can be this catalyst for change, like teaching us more about our boundaries and advocating for ourselves and fueling positive action. So here's to recognizing your dark emotions today and healing through them. They are messengers. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.